Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Normally, we've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. But, as you can hear, this evening it's our 2013 Christmas show. And thanks in part to longtime listener James from Waterloo, Iowa, I think everything on tonight's playlist is being heard on Rapidly Rotating Records for the first time. We're going to span much more than the 20s and 30s, since in addition to some regular Christmas songs, one going all the way back to 1909, we're going to have a couple of dramatic presentations, The Night Before Christmas by Basil Rathbone, and Ronald Coleman's 1941 recording of A Christmas Carol. But we're going to get started with a 1930s swingin' Christmas with Fats Waller, who is going to swing them jingle bells.
Thank you. when he finds everybody swinging? What will Santa Claus say when he hears us sing, sing, singing? Down the chimney he will come with his great big smile, and he'll find that even the kiddies are swinging in a latest style.
Oh, oh, oh,
what is Santa bringing?
Oh, oh, oh,
I wonder whether he'll be swinging everywhere in the land. All the people will be singing,
la-di-da-di-da, di-hi-di-hi.
Now what is Santa Claus gonna say when he finds everybody swinging? Oh, what will Santa Claus say when he finds everybody swinging? What will Santa Claus say when he hears us sing, sing, singing? Down the chimney he will come, da 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 da.
Oh,
what is Santa bringing?
Oh,
I wonder whether he'll be swinging everywhere in the land. All the people will be singing, la la di da. Oh, hey, hey. Now what is Santa Claus gonna say when he finds everybody singing?
Close.
Vincent Lopez and his Suave Swing Orchestra and You're Just as Cute as Christmas, written by Bickley Reichner and Clay Boland, the same pair who brought us Stop Beatin' Round the Mulberry Bush, Like a Monkey Likes Coconuts, and Delightful Delirium. The vocalist on that October 23, 1939 Bluebird 78 was Penny Parker, who also recorded with the Hal McIntyre Orchestra and played Terry Williams on the Danny Thomas show Make Room for Daddy in 1959. She beat out Mary Tyler Moore for the role. Before that, it was Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang in 1936, contemplating what will Santa Claus say when he finds everybody swinging. And we started off this special Christmas edition of the show with Fats Waller and his Rhythm, who were swinging them jingle bells on November 29, 1936. Swinging Them Jingle Bells is credited to John Hancock, which may be a pseudonym, and as a matter of fact, we of course have played Swinging Them Jingle Bells on the show before. But I think all the rest are new. I'm Glenn Robison, which is not a pseudonym, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Continuing our special Christmas show, here's the Columbia Orchestra.
Thank you. open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all! As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. He had a broad face, and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight,
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Good King Wenceslas, look out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, carrying winter fuel.
It was first published anonymously in 1823 as a visit from St. Nicholas and is generally attributed to Clement Clark Moore. But that well-known poem is also known as The Night Before Christmas, the title of that 1942 recording by Basil Rathbone. The Robert Mitchell Boys Choir started off the performance with Jingle Bells. Before Basil Rathbone, it was the Columbia Orchestra from 1919 with Part 1, Morning, and Part 2, Evening, of Kitty's Christmas Frolic. The orchestra was under the direction of the composer R.H. Bowers. Robert Hood Bowers was born May 24, 1877, in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and composed several light operas, including Rubes and Roses, The Paraders, and The Maid and the Mummy. He died in New York on December 29, 1941. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Continuing this special Christmas edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here is Louis James.
Snowflake, it's grand. So toddle off to bed to dream that you have been with Mr. Snowman into Snowman's Land.
He often recorded with Arthur Collins in a duo known as Collins and Harlan, but there you heard Byron G. Harlan all by himself, all the way back in December of '09, with Come and Spend Christmas with Me. Come and Spend Christmas with Me was composed by J. Fred Helf, H-E-L-F. He wrote dozens of tunes in the first decade of the 20th century, including Ain't You Coming Back to Old New Hampshire, Molly? I'm tying the leaves so they don't come down, and when the maid you've made your sweetheart is the maid that's made for you. Before Byron Harlan, it was Ambrose and his orchestra with a vocal by the Rhythm Sisters and Snowman, recorded on January 3, 1935, at the Embassy Club in London. Snowman was written by Arthur Leclerc, L-E space C-L-E-R-Q, who also brought us Is Izzy As He Was, Tan Tan Tivi Tally Ho, and Nobody Loves a Fairy When She's 40. And we began this segment of the show with Lewis James in 1922 and When the Christmas Chimes Are Ringing. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. I'm going to finish out this special Christmas edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Ronald Coleman's 1941 Decca recording of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we went on astray.
Get away, I tell you. I want none of your singing here. Now get away before I take a stick to you. Get away, all of you.
It was I who said those words. May heaven help my soul. It was I who called them out into the London night on Christmas Eve and sent those children scampering into the fog with fear in their hearts, where but a moment before had been the love of fellow man and God. I have learnt a great deal since then, and my story bears telling. My name is Ebenezer Scrooge, and the time of which I speak was Christmas, in the year of our Lord 1843. It was cold, bleak, biting weather. In my counting house, where I sat working busily over my ledgers, the fog came pouring in at every chink and keyhole. But I remember noting with silent glee that it had been a good year, and I was a much richer man. The city clocks had just struck three, but already it was quite dark, and I had lit a candle to see by. My clerk had also lit a candle. The miserable wretch was warming his hands by it, wasting good time and money. I was just about to reprimand him when the door opened with a clatter.
Merry Christmas, Uncle. God save you.
Close that door. Do you want to freeze us out?
I'm sorry, Uncle. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And what reason have you to be merry? Heaven knows you're poor enough.
Then what right have you to be sour? You're rich enough.
This is a place of business, nephew. I'll thank you to leave us alone.
Now, now, don't be angry, Uncle.
What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools? Merry Christmas. Humbug. What does it mean but a time for paying bills without money? A time for finding yourself a year older, but not an hour richer? If I had my way, every fool who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart. Now, get out.
Uncle Ebenezer, if you'll only...
Keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine.
But that's just it. You don't keep it. I came to ask you to have dinner with us tomorrow.
Thank you, nephew. I'll starve first.
But why? We don't want anything from you. We ask nothing of you.
Really? Not even a gift for your charming wife? A bauble for your pretty little child? Oh, come.
I'm sorry you don't understand, Uncle. I came here purely out of the Christmas spirit.
And when you go, will you please take it with you? Good night, nephew.
Good night, sir. Merry Christmas!
Humbug!
Mr. Scrooge, sir?
Well, what is it?
I was just wondering, sir, if...
If you might leave for the night, eh? Well, say it.
Yes, sir.
And you'll want all day tomorrow, I suppose, Mr. Cratchit.
If it's quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient and hardly reasonable. If I was to deduct half a crown for it, you'd think yourself ill-used, wouldn't you, Mr. Cratchit?
Well, sir, half a crown...
And yet, Mr. Cratchit, you see no reason why I shouldn't pay a day's wages for no work.
It's only once a year, sir.
Once a year. A poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. Well, I suppose you must have it. Lock all the windows when you leave. And mind you, be here all the earlier next morning. I felt no twinge of conscience that fateful Christmas Eve, no pang of remorse, no sense of guilt. for I had never known these weakling sentiments. Why, then, did my dark chambers seem darker than they ever had before? Why did I start in fear as I crossed the gloomy threshold of my house? What was there waiting for me? I stood in the blackness, suddenly shaken by a chill, as though an icy hand had clasped its fingers round my heart. Then slowly I mounted the stairs. Once in my room, I knew I would be safe. Once locked behind my heavy door, this nameless fear that clutched at me would be gone. Quickly, I made myself ready for bed. And then, in the flickering light of my solitary candle, I saw it. It stood in the shadows, shining with a sickly bluish gleam. Its eyes were staring into mine, two dead eyes, staring out of a dead face. Who are you? What do you want with me? Who are you?
Ask me rather who I was. In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
Marley. I know you now, but you are dead. You're dead. Why have you come here?
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men and travel far and wide. And if that spirit goes not forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death.
No, no, stand back.
His spirit is doomed to wander through the world and witness happiness it cannot share, but might have shared on earth.
You are fettered. You're in chains. Tell me why.
I wear the chain I forged in life. Of my own free will I wore it. I made it link by link and yard by yard. Is its pattern strange to you? Money boxes, keys and padlocks, heavy purses, rotting steel. I think you know this pattern well.
You were always a good man of business, Marley.
Business. Mankind was my business. Charity, mercy, forbearance were my business. But I turned my back on these and looked for wealth. I suffer for it now.
But you are 7 years dead. You are beyond suffering.
Hear me. My time is nearly gone. As I have suffered, so will you. For your life is mean. Your soul is shriveled, as mine was. But while that life still beats in you, you have yet one chance, one hope of escaping my fate.
What hope is that you speak of? Tell me, Marley.
You will be haunted by three spirits. Look for the first in the dark of the morning when the clock strikes one, the second spirit on the stroke of two. The third will come when the bell tolls three. Look to see me no more, but remember well what I have said. Remember and take heed. Remember.
How long I slept, I do not know. But I awoke in a tremble, the voice of the steeple clock still ringing in my ears as it struck the first hour of Christmas Day. There at my bedside, as old Marley had warned, was the spirit who had come to haunt me. It was a strange figure, like a child, and yet its hair was white with age. It held a branch of fresh green holly in its hand, and strangest of all, from the crown of its head there sprung a bright, clear light.
You must come with me, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Are you the spirit whose coming was foretold me?
I am.
Who and what are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No, your past.
Well, why have you come? What brings you here?
Your welfare and your reclamation. Rise and walk with me.
Walk? Where?
Through your window, out into the night, out on the wings of the wind. Come with me, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Wait. What place is this? Where are we?
Look there below and tell me what you see.
I see a school
a cold and drafty hall. I see a long, bare, melancholy room in which a boy sits reading. A solitary child, neglected by his friends, for they have all gone home for Christmas. He wants to cry, but doesn't dare. Now he lifts his head. I see his face. It...
His name?
His name is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Here now is the shadow of another Christmas. The boy is older, but the innocence of childhood is no longer in his face. There is a restless motion in his eye, and he wears the signs of care and greed.
Show me no more.
That girl who sits beside him, they're to be married.
Stop, take me back.
Listen, Ebenezer Scrooge, hear what she says.
I know it matters little to you. And so, I give you your release, no, Ebenezer.
Take me back.
You have changed. And your love is not for me any longer. You love money now, and power. Another idol has displaced me, a golden one. Goodbye, Ebenezer.
She is gone, out of the room, out of your life.
Show me no more, I say.
One
no.
shadow more.
No, no more.
One glimpse of her at still another Christmas.
No.
Happy in a home that might have been your home.
No.
Laughing with her children who might have been
no.
your children.
No, no, leave me. Haunt me no longer. Do you hear? Haunt me no longer. Again I slept. Again the steeple clock tolled out the hour. On the Christmas morning air.
Wake up, man, wake up! I am the ghost of Christmas present. Look upon me, man. Know me better.
Before me stood a spirit, giant in size, clear-eyed and smiling. On its head there was a crown of holly. It held a great lighted torch high in the air, filling the room with a ruddy glow. I stared at him, more in wonder than in fear. And then the second spirit laughed.
Have you never seen the like of me before?
Never.
What? You've never walked with my brothers?
Have you many brothers, spirit?
More than 1,800. One for every Christmas since the first. Will you come with me, man?
I've seen the Christmases of the past. They brought me no joy.
Oh, come along, man, come along. I will show you the Christmas of today. There lies the world below you. Look, Ebenezer Scrooge, and tell me what you see.
I see the brightness of a million fires burning on a million hearths. I see families joined together.
Making merry.
Over nothing. I see children with their bright new toys.
Laughing.
And invalids on their sick beds.
Smiling with new hope.
I see a place where miners live, who labor in the bowels of the earth.
And even they are happy on this
yes,
night.
Yes, yes, they appear so. And they're at sea. Look, a ship tossed by the wind. And on the ship, two sailors join hands.
To wish each other joy.
Yes, yes, all this I see.
And all this is the spirit of Christmas. Come with me now. There is a miserable room in a miserable house where lives a man that you know well. There. Do you see him?
Hi, that's my clerk, Bob Cratchit. But the others, oh, I know them not.
Bob Cratchit has a wife and children. 5 children. And all these mouths are fed and bodies clothed on the 15 shillings which you so kindly give him every week.
A wife and children? I never knew that...
You might have known. You never asked.
That child, the youngest of the 5, he has a crutch. He is a cripple?
The crutch supports his body. His spirit stands alone.
Work now, children. Your father's here. Chairs for the table. Peter, fetch the goose. Martha, the potatoes need your hand. Oh, Bob, there's such a goose.
Tiny Tim could tell you that, couldn't you, Tim?
I smelled it, Mother. I could smell it coming up the stairs.
My little one. And was he a good boy at church, Bob?
As good as gold, eh, Tiny Tim?
It was nice to be in church this morning, Mother. I wanted everyone to see me.
Why, Tiny Tim?
Because I'm a cripple. And if people see a cripple on Christmas Day, why, then they'll remember that this is God's day. And it's God who makes the cripples walk and the blind to see.
Tiny Tim.
Well, isn't it, Mother?
Yes, dear.
Isn't it, Father?
Who else, my son?
And he'll make me walk, too. Someday I'll just throw away my crutch and I'll never have to use it again. Will I, Father?
Never. Why, you're growing stronger every day. Feel his arm, Mother. Just feel it.
Feel my arm, Mother. Feel my arm.
The goose is here.
Oh, the goose is here. The goose is here.
A poor feast. A goose no larger than your hand might cover. But the Cratchits are not hard to please.
There never was such a goose. I don't believe there ever was such a goose cooked. The tenderness, the flavor.
And the stuffing.
And now the pudding. A very small pudding for so large a family.
A wonderful pudding, wonderful. Children, I regard this pudding, I regard it, I say, as the greatest success achieved by Mrs. Cratchit since our marriage.
Hooray!
And now a toast. A Merry Christmas to us all, my dears. God bless us.
Merry Christmas, my dear.
God bless us, everyone.
The feast is over. The Cratchits all gather round the fire now, and Tiny Tim will sing to them. Just one short tune before he's off to bed.
Tiny Tim, he's so pale, so thin. Tell me, will he live? Spirit, will Tiny Tim live?
I see a vacant seat in the poor chimney corner, and a crutch without an owner. If these shadows remain unaltered, the child will die.
No, no, say he will be spared. Tell me he will be spared.
Do you worry? Why, if he be like to die, why then he had better do it and decrease the surplus population.
Spirit, stop, don't go. There must be others in the world, poor and in want.
Are there no prisons?
Hear me, they can be helped.
Are there no prisons? Spirit. Are there no workhouses?
Spirit, stay, come back, come back. The spirit had gone. I was alone in the windswept street, my shoulders bowed with shame. From far off, I heard the hours strike. And looking up, I beheld the third of the spirits. It was a phantom, shrouded in a long black robe. A hood concealed its face, but from the folds of the robe, a thin white hand was outstretched toward me, beckoning.
I am the ghost of Christmas yet to come. I will show you the shadows of things that have not happened, but will happen in the time before us.
Ghost of the future, I fear you more than any specter I have seen.
Come. Look there. Do you know this street, Ebenezer Scrooge?
I do. My business is here, but that building is strange to me.
It will be built in years to come. Do you know those two men walking there?
I know them well. They are my friends.
Hear what they say.
Well, old Scratch has got his own at last, eh?
Well, so I hear. When did he die?
Last night, I believe.
What was the matter with him? I thought he'd never die. What's he done with his money?
Oh, I don't know. Left it to his business, probably.
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't give it away.
Cold, isn't it?
Did you hear, Ebenezer Scrooge? Come.
Where do you take me now? Why, it's Bob Cratchit kneeling there, but why?
Why? Death has passed his humble house and laid a wreath upon his step.
But the grave, it's such a small grave, is it? Did Tiny Tim die?
Hear the father mourning for the son.
I wish that you could see this place, Tiny Tim. There's grass here such as you've never seen before. And flowers, too, and birds. You'll like it here, Tiny Tim. There'll be no pain, and you can throw your crutch away at last. And you won't be alone either, for I'll come here every Sunday as I promised. And as I walk home, I'll feel your tiny weight upon my shoulder the way we used to walk, eh, Tim? And I'll hear your laugh, and I'll see your smile, and I'll think to myself, I'll think, why, he's here just as he always was. He's here, Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim, born 1838, departed this life, age 7 years. Must this be? Must that father cry out his heart upon a gravestone? Tell me this must not be.
There was a man named Ebenezer Scrooge. He might have saved this child.
He will. He will. Let me have one chance. It was promised me if I altered my life. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The Spirit of God shall strive in me, I swear. Only tell me that I may sponge away the writing on that gravestone. Tell me. Suddenly I was back in my room, and the sun was streaming through the window. I had a sudden fear that Christmas Day had passed. With a cry, I sprang from my bed and threw open the window. You there, boy, what day is this?
Eh?
What day?
Today? Why, it's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, I haven't missed it. Hello there, my fine fellow.
Hello.
Do you know the poulterers at the corner?
I should hope I did.
Ho, 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 an intelligent boy. Have they sold the prize turkey that was hanging there?
What? The turkey as big as me?
Ha, ha, delightful boy. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Is it still there?
It's hanging there now.
Then go and buy it, boy.
Yahoo.
No, I'm in earnest. Here, here's the money. Go and buy it. Tell him to send it to Bob Cratchit's house. And whatever's left is for you. And hurry, boy, hurry. I've been invited to my nephew's for dinner.
I'm going.
And boy...
Yes?
Merry Christmas, boy! Merry Christmas! And a Merry Christmas it was. I had the pleasure that day of dining with my nephew and his family. A rare treat I discovered. And I was fortunate enough to meet the gentleman who had asked me for a contribution. Oh, he was surprised when old Scrooge pressed the money on him. And Cratchit, I had the double pleasure of raising his salary to such a figure that his eyes bulged almost from their sockets. A rare day, a rare treat all around. Yes, that was a Christmas for you. And I may tell you that Tiny Tim did not die. He's well and growing stronger day by day. A fine boy. I'll see him tonight at dinner, for this is Christmas once again. Yes, I keep Christmas now, for I have learned this. That no greater glory is given us than the love of fellow man. For in that love is love of God. May we keep Christmas always. May its fires burn forever in our hearts. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us everyone.
I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, and I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.